And welcome back to The Grapevine. Well, it's that time on a Monday where we have our regular segment for the Career Corner. We're going to be joined on the line by Mark McDonald from Slinua Careers. And today we're going to be talking about working in administration. So, Mark, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good, Matthew. Thanks.
All right. So administration, that's what we're talking about today. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I suppose it's an interesting career area, Matthew, because it's evolved considerably over the last maybe 20 years. I think if you were to take a look back over that time, it's transformed really from a role whereby somebody would have had maybe quite a limited scope of responsibility within an organization. And, you know, in the early days, it would have maybe involved paperwork and reception work and you know, telephone answering. But it's really evolved into a kind of a career direction or a career choice for people that now offers them a real opportunity to progress within an organization. And I suppose if you were to look at the overall scope of administration roles in general, for somebody to be successful within that role, you'd really, you know, the type of attributes you need would be along the lines of being somebody who would be, shall we say, highly organized, you know, with excellent time management, the ability to multitask. It's almost a given now that you'd be expected to have quite a good degree of IT skills, proficiency within the Microsoft suite of functions, the likes of Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and so on. I mean, you know, there's one particular training course that people can do, which is referred to as the ECDL. It's called the European Computer Driving License. It's available in a number of formats. You can do it online as well. And that would, you know, somebody who has an ECDL qualification would probably have the necessary skills from an IT point of view. I suppose, given the fact that we now, you know, we live and work within what people refer to as a global village, you know, almost all jobs have some sort of an international context associated with them. So a second language can be quite beneficial within an administrative role. You know, communication skills are absolutely vital. And sometimes people will say, they'll almost use communication skills like a throwaway comment. You know, they'll say, I have excellent communication skills. But, people really need to know what good communication skills means. And there's a number of interpretations. But ultimately, it refers to your ability, you know, to understand information within your organization. And more importantly, to have the ability to be understood, to be able to articulate yourself to your peers, to people you report into, to members of the public. So communication skills are quite important. You need to be somebody who has the ability to process information. Again, any type of an office environment will involve the processing of information, whether it's sales, it could be credit management, debt management, ordering, whatever. It's going to vary from organization to organization, but you need that ability. I suppose as well, even though we do live and work in a digital era, again, most office environments would require a certain amount of manual paperwork. It hasn't become a forgotten art. And again, you need to be the type of person who can perform that sort of a task in a very efficient and accurate manner. You'd be expected to be proactive. You'd be expected to be the type of person who can resolve queries, whether those queries are in-house, whether they're customer-orientated. Obviously, you need to have an excellent telephone manner. You know, a lot of people in administration roles will be regarded as the public face of the company. So, you know, although you may not be particularly senior within that organization, but if you're the first point of contact for members of the public, that in itself carries a large degree of responsibility. And telephone manner and professional telephone manner and the ability to manage, shall we say, what people refer to as CRM, customer relationship management, you know, the ability to know how to deal with customers, either current customers or potential customers, and to deal with those issues in a professional, efficient manner while representing the public face of the organization you're working for. You know, you would need the ability to present well, you know, presentation skills in general, whether it's verbally, whether you may be in a meeting situation giving presentations. Again, depending on the organization, there could be an element of payroll management and experience of the various software platforms that would be involved in payroll management. It's usually an automated process now. Similarly with credit management or debt management, could very well be expected to look after banking tasks, you know, either whether it's manually going into your branch on behalf of your employer and carrying out transactions, or whether you do that online. You'd be expected to, in a lot of cases, to generate reports. Again, depending on the structure within the organization, there could be diary management, calendar management, and that takes a certain degree of skill to get that right. When you're making decisions, or maybe, you know, planning diary entries for executives within an organization, or planning their travel arrangements, like, people just expect this stuff to be done. You don't want to turn up at an airport or land at an airport and find that, you know, if you're staying for a few days, your hotel hasn't been booked properly and stuff like that. So they may, you know, on an individual basis, they may seem like, you know, in some ways quite simple tasks, but they're actually not. And for somebody to be successful within an administrative role in any kind of office environment, they essentially need to operate almost as the engine that drives, you know, that drives the office environment. And you'll find that within that role, then, there could be career opportunities where people, again, depending on each environment, people could move into a team lead or a supervisory position. So, again, you need to be the type of person who's going to demonstrate your ability to supervise a team, to train a team, to mentor, you know, to performance manage people within a team. So it's definitely evolved quite a lot over maybe the last 20 years, and it's become an ideal opportunity for somebody to get into an organization at a certain level and prove themselves within an administrative role, and they could very well find that there's opportunities to progress within that organization.
It definitely sounds like quite a full-on job. Almost sounds like three jobs rolled into one. So people that feel unorganized are probably highly stressed. That might be a difficult job for them, but I mean, some people thrive off of keeping busy. So if you're interested in getting this, I mean, you mentioned that there's the computer license. Do a lot of employers look for any other qualifications, the degree or anything?
That's going to vary. It's going to vary really from one organization to another. The ECDL, which again it's European Computer Driving License, it refers to. There's a number of ways you can achieve that particular qualification. There's a number of training providers will provide it throughout the country, and it has become an expected norm within administrative roles that people will have that level of computer skill. Now, we're not talking about programming skills, we're not talking about coding, we're talking about somebody who will have a very, very high degree of proficiency, largely within the Microsoft suite of functions. So we all know about Microsoft Word and Excel and PowerPoint. There are some other packages in there as well that people would need to familiarize themselves with. But all that would be covered within an ECDL training course. I suppose just in terms of training opportunities, if somebody is maybe, you know, at an age where they're now considering administration as a career choice, you could look at, for argument's sake, FOSS, who are now called SULIS. They run a FITAC Level 5 certificate in office administration, so that would cover nearly all the areas that we've spoken about. There's a number of independent training providers in various parts of the country, but one in particular that may be relevant to people in the west of Ireland are a company called Pitman Training. Now, they do. They have a number of training courses. Again, one is ECDL we've spoken about. Others would be more just out-and-out administration skills courses. And they have an office both in Galway and in Sligo. And as you said, Matthew, some companies, again, depending on the complexity involved in the role, they may require a third-level degree as well. So that will vary from organisation to organisation.
Very good. Well, thank you for joining us.
Not at all, Matthew. You're very welcome.